Inmate beats his sister's rapist to death in prison. By Amy Furr on August 8, 2021. An inmate in Washington state has been sentenced to an additional 25 years behind bars for murdering his cellmate, the convicted sex offender who raped his sister. Shane Goldsby, 26, was sentenced this week after he beat to death his 70-year-old cellmate Robert Munger in June 2020. Munger was reportedly serving a 43-year prison sentence for his child sex crimes, the New York Post reported Sunday. Goldsby explained he snapped when Munger teased him regarding the details about the rape. "I had so much stuff going on in my head," he said. "I wasn't stable at that point. I was getting to that point, because, Munger, kept wanting to give me details about what happened. What he did, about the photos and the videos of him doing this stuff. It was building up." He reportedly asked for a different cellmate from the Washington Department of Corrections, DOC, whose policy prevented such living arrangements. The DOC said screeners were unaware of the connection when they were put together, after an internal investigation. According to court documents, Goldsby attacked Munger from behind in the prison's communal area and hit him in the face 14 times, then stomped on his head at least 4 times before walking away, the Post article read. In August 2020, KHQ reported an investigation into the DOC's handling of Goldsby said the department followed procedure in the fatal assault of Munger. Washington State Patrol conducted an independent investigation into the ordeal. The report said the staff has no idea of the connection between Goldsby and Munger until after the death. WSP also says in the report that Goldsby has a different name than his little sister, and screening staff never knew Goldsby was related to Munger's victim. The investigation also found no evidence of any attempt by Goldsby to let staff members know about the conflict, which Goldsby denies. Goldsby issued an apology to Munger's family in a statement on Tuesday. "I cannot imagine what it would be like to lose a loved one in this kind of way," it read, adding, "To his wife and his whole family I apologize. I'm so sorry and I hope you are able to heal from what I caused." Goldsby was in prison for an incident in 2017 when he stole a police vehicle and led officers on a chase before crashing into a state trooper and injuring him, the Post article concluded.